Well, first of all, the ideal conduct is awareness, to recognize that awareness is the basis of the flow of all perceptions. And those perceptions are points of view that appear within awareness. Their fundamental meaning is awareness. And that awareness is a very powerful intelligence that is free from notions like causality. It contains them as well. It's free of notions of space-time, cause and effect, etc., yet it contains them as well. So it is an intelligence that supersedes intelligence based on cause and effect and the space-time continuum. Now, the way that applies to our lives in a practical sense is, as I said, awareness is ideal conduct. So it doesn't matter what we're doing as long as we recognize that awareness is the basis of that conduct. We'd have no awareness of the conduct without awareness. So awareness is inseparable from the conduct. Now, how we explain what we do to others comes about through relying on this perfect intelligence that is associated with the basic state of awareness rather than trying to figure it out based on points of view. So in the situation you're talking about where you feel a responsibility to your children, what you're really doing is offering them an option. You don't know that they're ever going to be able to gain confidence and awareness. So you're offering them two options, awareness and then a conventional way of going about life. And so from the intelligence of awareness, it's clear that you can just simply explain that to them. Look, I'm going to do this because I want you to see it's an option, but it isn't what I base my life on anymore. I want you to know that. I want to be clear about that. That it's interesting and somewhat informative to understand what your cultural roots are, but it isn't necessary to your basic understanding of yourself. Not really. And so you see, you need to be able to describe to them how you've shifted and how what was once to you important to you in that regard isn't important to you in that regard any longer. In other words, all the ideas that the referential frameworks associated with the space-time continuum become transparent. It doesn't need to mean that they need to be excluded. It's just that they're seen as they are. They're seen as occurring within a basic state that is the same in all points of view. And so then it's a choice of maintaining that basic state, which is a fundamental physical law, or getting all wrapped up in conventional ways of seeing things. In other words, believing that descriptions form an understanding of reality and that that's the only understanding of reality. Conventional descriptions of space, time, and causality are simply one way of understanding reality. They're not reality. In order to understand the way of understanding reality according to the space-time continuum and causality, the only way to truly understand that completely is by gaining confidence and awareness, which is the locus of, or the coincidence of, the basic state and what appears within it. So there's no way to understand the basic state, and there's no way to understand its self-presentations without awareness. By gaining confidence and awareness, you just get smarter and smarter, so to speak. You start to see that your flow of points of view aren't separate from awareness, and that the flow of points of view doesn't need to be changed or altered in any way. So you take your relief and your strength in awareness rather than in trying to alter the course of points of view. And as you do so, you start to see that awareness is a basic state that is a state of hyper-control. So it has complete control over everything that appears within it. As long as we only believe in descriptions and that we need to alter or change the descriptions that appear in awareness, then we believe the descriptions have control over our well-being. But actually everything, no matter what it is, occurs within, as an event within a basic state of hyper-control. And all that appears is a self-event of that hyper-control. And so if you want to control your sense of the way things are, then the way to do it is not in changing points of view. It's in situating yourself in the source of hyper-control. Everything that appears, manifests, endures, and decays within a basic state of hyper-control, of hyper-unification, and there's no way that that can be changed. And so what we do is we give up our sympathetic attachment to descriptions. We give up our sympathetic attachment to our old ideas about what all our points of view mean, about what our thoughts, emotions, bodily sensations mean. And we all have a lot of them, as you may know. Just to let everything be as it is to more and more exhibit confident ease. Because there's nothing to change in order to give you well-being. There's nothing at all to change in order to give you well-being. And as you recognize that, you just naturally have a sense of confident ease. This is just the way it is. Now, in terms of the ordering of your life and the way that displays itself, maybe when you begin to gain confidence and awareness, you're doing all kinds of things that it won't necessarily be important to you later on. But it doesn't matter. It's just the way things are. It doesn't have anything to do whether awareness is or not. Awareness is no matter what your conduct is. In rooting yourself in awareness, then more and more the hyper-intelligence, the super-intelligence of awareness takes over. And you see simply more clearly what to do and how to act. Now, as you, and this is true for all of us, I don't mean just you, but me too, as we realize this about ourselves, then we're not attached to the points of view of our personal identity any longer. As we see the points of view associated with what we've thought to be a personal identity, including the point of view of a personal identity, when we see that all those are just the flow of points of view, then more and more our identification is with the unified field or the basic state of awareness. That's our identification. So the more we loosen up this hold on a me that is comprised of points of view, the more we open ourselves to all the points of view of that unified field, all the points of view that everyone is having, no matter who they are. And so what we once felt limited to some kind of description of who we take ourselves to be, opens up enormously. And we really feel unified with everything. Unified with everything by understanding that our nature is this basic state. our primary identification that will never change is this basic state. No matter what appears within the basic state, our birth, our life, our death, it's the basic state that remains unchanging. That's where we want to gain confidence, because it's that that we can count on. We can't count on conventional descriptions, can we? I mean, we're all very clear on that today. The domino effect of increasing warfare, inability of human beings to get along, the blatant realization that we have no idea whatsoever what we're doing in terms of our world economy, that all our best ideas have gotten us to this point of increasing warfare and increasing possibility of being on the brink of nuclear disaster, as well as the complete collapse of the world economy. Now, the same thing that all of these ideas are falling apart, there is a new way of understanding the nature of things that is arising. And so it doesn't mean that one collapses and then another arises. They're simultaneous. It's in the coincidence of the collapse and the appearance of something new that there is a very powerful shift. And so rather than being distracted by all these events, root yourself in awareness. That's what's going to carry you through to the end. If the whole world falls apart, that's what's going to carry you through to the end. And if indeed another way of perceiving reality comes about within humankind, then it's still what is going to be your life support, so to speak. Yeah. All our greatest political minds and economic minds have led us to where we are today. So you see, that shows that there is a basic misunderstanding about the nature of reality. Life without ups and downs is inconceivable to most human beings. Yet, life without ups and downs is the natural condition of every human being. Ups and downs are all based on believing that thoughts, emotions, and sensations have some kind of, and other experiences have some kind of power to cause the effect of up and down. So that is a fundamental misunderstanding. What appears within the basic state never alters the basic state in any way. The descriptions imposed upon the referential frameworks of the basic state, regardless of those descriptions, the basic state is unwavering, never altered or changed in any way. So, you know, get down with what's real. And forget about the silliness. I mean, why go along with the ideas of all these ideas that have never worked for anyone? By simplifying how you perceive yourself, in other words, points of view appearing within awareness, and your primary identification is that awareness. The points of view are simply the flow of awareness. Then more and more you'll come to know who you are, and more you'll be able to handle all situations without impediment. You'll be able to more and more do things you could never have imagined doing or achieving. And this will all occur to you naturally and effortlessly. Ways to make the world a better place that will astound you and astound others. And all of this comes from just letting the powerful current of awareness be as it is, with no need to impose descriptions upon it. Yeah, you know, what is really required is you need to take a stand for yourself. That's what we all need to do. We need to fight for our own vibrant survival and to ensure ourselves a state of mind that will not be subjected to ups and downs based on world events or personal events. That's what is important to ensure ourselves of, because in that is the intelligence, the super intelligence that will allow us to take care of our own personal circumstances, to understand the world circumstances, to not have any ups and downs in the meantime, to have complete mental and emotional stability in the meantime, and to have insight into what's going on and a compassionate sense of what's going on. Now, there are two kinds of contempt. One is contempt coupled with hatred, and the other is contempt coupled with compassion. Now, these are very different forms of contempt. In the world situation, we see this today. There's contempt coupled with hatred. And this comes about from not being able to see the way things really are. And then there's contempt coupled with compassion. In other words, the contempt that says, I refuse to allow myself to believe in the descriptions of my thoughts, emotions, and sensations and other experiences. I refuse to buy into that limited, disabled sort of intelligence. And from this moment forward, no matter what it takes, I will root myself in the super confidence of awareness, of the basic space of awareness. No matter what comes up, I will root myself in that. I will allow all the flood of points of view, no matter what the descriptions they may be, to not be an object of interest to me. I'm interested in the hyper complexity that is utter simplicity of awareness, just allowing all of that to be as it is. And so you see, by the power of this, you'll be okay no matter what happens. By the power of this, you will no longer feel hopeless and powerless in the face of world events or in the event of your own human status. You know, say you have a huge flood of feelings about increasing warfare and the election in the United States and the candidates who are running for office and the world economy and all of these things. Say you have an incredible flood of feelings about all of this. So you see, it's possible to get a good chuckle out of the way we've been, but it isn't possible as long as we go after all these descriptions and try to shape them in some way so that everything makes sense, because it never will. It really never will. Yeah. It's difficult not to feel upset, not to have the points of view of being upset with the state of the world today. And as those points of view occur, then just allow everything to be as it is. Of course, if you're not watching television and you're living in the woods, it might be easier to just let things flow on by, because you don't have the constant insult and assault of the media telling you about how bad things are. And so you see, as these points of view of extreme negativity, anger, hopelessness, powerlessness, loss of revenue, loss of jobs, loss of food to eat, loss of place to live. Whatever these points of view are that are appearing to you as occurring in the present or perhaps occurring in the future, don't try to control them in any way. If you go into a full-fledged panic attack as part of this upsurge of points of view, root yourself in awareness, because if you root yourself in the antidotes, you're just going to take yourself down. This is the way it is for all of us. You know, as you become confident in awareness, then you not only feel all your own points of view, but those of everyone else as well. You're aware of all the points of view that anyone has ever had. And you see how all these points of view, whether it's the fall of the Roman Empire, the fall of the Indus River Valley civilization, or the fall of Babylon, or the fall of Egypt, whatever these are. These things, these points of view just keep recurring, and the only place that they are occurring is in the here and now. So even if you think about the fall of civilizations past or the fall of civilizations future, they're all appearances of points of view in the here and now. And that here and now is, it can't be isolated or captured in any way. It's completely transparent. It is the transparency of the basic state, which can never be captured, isolated, and identified in any particular way. It simply is. Now, no matter who we are, we have these surges of points of view that are positive and negative and neutral. That's just the way it is. And so to expect the basic state to look any one way is just foolhardy. Whatever the current points of view are, that is the pure pleasure of the basic state. And so to return to awareness again and again until it becomes automatic is to secure yourself in freedom from the ups and downs of positive, negative, and neutral descriptions. Everyone here is very aware of that. Everyone listening to this talk everywhere is completely aware of this. And so, you know, even if it feels bittersweet or too simple or brings up a lot of fear, your fearless state is the unalterable, indestructible, basic state. It isn't anything else. Yeah, that's just the way things are. By rooting yourself in awareness, you find more and more whatever you need to live your life. It comes about without any effort. It all starts showing up without any effort and without any contrivance. You know, like trying to fiddle around with your points of view so you only have positive points of view, trying to make positive things come about. That's completely unnecessary. In the even flow that guarantees no ups and downs, the even flow of awareness, inseparable from its positive and negative and neutral points of view, in that is everything you need right now and at the moment of death. So, yeah, this is the way it is. Can never be changed. Now, maybe there are all these things going on about the world, the collapse of the world economy, the increasing threat of more war, or even nuclear disaster, and worried about how all these events will affect one's life. And then maybe on top of all that, you have to deal with your physical sensations that are of one kind or another. But I can guarantee you, as you gain confidence and awareness, you see just how many physical sensations you have. So to bank your life on all these physical sensations is just investing in ups and downs. Again, the only way to be free of remaining hopeless and powerless in relation to these physical sensations is to root yourself in awareness. The basic state is regardless of physical appearances. Whatever you need to know about your health, you'll know in the superintelligence of awareness. Changes in political leadership might inspire hope. However, the only way that we can live in an always and forever condition that is free from both hope and fear is to root ourselves in awareness. Then we know what's going on. We know what's going on about our own life, and we know what's going on with the world situation, whether people can see it or not. We might have all kinds of points of view. We might think, oh, these stupid idiots, you know, they're all tied up in points of view, just like I used to be, and What is the world gonna come to when there are all these stupid idiots everywhere? You know, you never know what your points of view will be. By rooting yourself in awareness, rather than criticizing your character because of the descriptions associated with your points of view, you know, go to awareness. Don't go to trying to assess your character based on the descriptions of your points of view. Basically, what I'm saying here is that we have to see we've been stupid idiots before we can really gain confidence and awareness. We see, wow, here I got so sidetracked by all these points of view, and then we have a big laugh. I've been a stupid idiot, so what? I just got all wrapped up in these intellectual and emotional notions about the nature of reality, but guess I was wrong. Ha ha. And so what? And you see, when that comes about for us, then we have compassion for ourselves. And when we have compassion for ourselves, we have compassion for others, even if we think they're stupid idiots, or it's always a stupid idiot who is awash in compassion. Understanding deeply the nature of our own idiocy and that of others. And you see, if we get all caught up in moralism, thinking that we only are moral and ethical if we have certain kinds of thoughts and emotions, then we're dead in the water, so to speak. The naturally occurring morality and ethics is completely beyond moralism. Moralism that's based on trying to organize our thoughts, emotions, and experiences into some kind of fixed framework. So you see, we have to get comfortable in awareness in order to allow these points of view to be as they are, because you never know what will come up in the flow of points of view. You never know. It could be anything. You know, you could think, I'm sick of being nice. I thought my identity was being based on nice. Well, I'm sick of nice. Nice is not where I'm going to hole up anymore. I'm going to hole up in awareness. And if my points of view aren't nice, then I'm going to hole up in awareness. That's where I'm going to root myself and take my pleasure. I'll just allow all these points of view to be as they are. Maybe you've never allowed yourself to be not nice. And so then you just see how your points of view, man, they're wild, you know, and they're not nice some of the time. They're not nice. They're nice, then they're not nice. But either way, these descriptions, regardless of descriptions, awareness remains awareness, lucid and clear. The basic state of awareness remains lucid and clear. The points of view that flow within it are transparent. Their descriptions don't mean anything ultimately. Their descriptions mean something only if we invest in those descriptions. All right. Short moments of awareness repeated many times become automatic. No need to go any other way than that. Short moments many times, and before long it'll just be automatic all the time. In the transparency of all points of view, all these thoughts, emotions, sensations, other experiences. Nothing there to hold on to. Nothing to get involved in. Stop trying to change the flow of points of view. If you think you've changed the flow of points of view, the flow of points of view still goes on. If you alter it, it still goes on. So at some point you see this, whether you change it, alter it, replace points of view, there's no way to essentially change them. They flow on and on and on. Root yourself in awareness while the points of view flow by. No need to change them in any way. Okie dokie. Very good. All right. Happy go lucky. Don't worry, be happy. Don't get lost in the saga, the perverse saga of dictionary definitions. Guess what? Everything's going to get worse before it gets better. And it may never get better. So, where you're always happy and always wise, always smart, stay put there. That's the investment bank that will never fail. The economy that can never collapse. All right.